Well, now a landmark housing reform in the ACT. Stamp duty will be scrapped in the ACT for all first home buyers from next month. But yesterday's territory budget also came with rate hikes for residents, with a return to surplus now pushed out until the late 2020s. Andrew Barr is the Chief Minister of the ACT and joins me now. Chief Minister, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thanks, Sally.
What's behind this decision to scrap stamp duty for first-time buyers?
It's a major milestone in what's been a long-term tax reform journey that began back in 2012 to proceed over a 20-year period, and we're about two-thirds of the way through and are now in a position to abolish stamp duty, not just for all first-home buyers, but also for all eligible pensioners, home buyers under our disability duty concession scheme, so effectively NDIS participants, as well as for particular housing types, so new homes that are either off the plan or turnkey where they're built but they haven't yet had an occupant, also stamp duty free.
What's the thinking here? What's the policy outcome that you're hoping to achieve here?
The full abolition of stamp duty over a 20-year period, which we started in 2012. This is the 14th budget in a row that we've cut stamp duty. It's been a progressive program of reducing the tax rates at each of the thresholds. And we're now at the point, 14 years into a 20-year journey, where we can abolish it completely for certain property types and certain buyers.
Do you know what this might save an average first home buyer in the ACT? What sort of numbers are we talking?
Well, on a median property in the territory, about $40,000.
Do you think other states and territories should follow suit?
Well, they'll have a more difficult pathway to do this because they don't operate local government. So we have been on this 20-year journey of transitioning away from stamp duty to our municipal rate space, because the ACT government is both the state government and the local government combined for the ACT. So we have already have an existing tax line, and we've just been little bit by little bit over now 14 budgets making that transition away from stamp duty. So it used to be about 25% of all of our own source revenue. Now it's about 9%. So we're well advanced in our journey away from that inefficient tax, which I think every review of the Australian tax system in my lifetime, and I'm over 50 now, has recommended this be done. The ACT is the only jurisdiction in Australia who's not only started it, but is now two-thirds of the way through completing that task.
And Chief Minister, what's this going to cost the Territory coffers at a time when the Territory is under budgetary pressure, particularly off the back of infrastructure spending?
Well, it's a revenue neutral change. The changes that we've made in this year's budget are around $17 million per year in foregone revenue. So ACT is a small jurisdiction. So in New South Wales terms, that would be something like $350 million equivalent. In Queensland, $170 million equivalent. It's obviously a cost, but it's made up by our municipal rate base. So instead of asking the 15,000 households a year who buy a house to pay $40,000 each, we spread that cost across 200,000 rate-paying households. And so it's a small increase each year on top of the usual inflation-linked increases to municipal rates. It's been every budget since 2012, but this year we're nearing the end of the program, and we've been able to completely abolish stamp duty altogether, never to be seen again, for first-home buyers, eligible pensioners, people who access our disability duty concession scheme. And then we've also been able to move into those new property types to encourage that new supply.
Chief Minister, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.